the first such test since a meeting last month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Gordon Chang is a columnist with the Daily Beast, and he tells Fox News,
"They are violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions, as were the missiles that were fired off in May by North Korea. And clearly, North Korea thinks it can escalate without cost. And until we start enforcing those resolutions, North Korea will be right."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, Facebook disclosed that the FTC has opened an antitrust probe into the company. The company was also hit with a $5 billion fine, the largest the FTC has ever levied against a tech company for privacy violations. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News Congress may have to weigh in on Facebook.
I don't think you're going to solve this problem with the FTC. Congress is going to have to weigh in on this. I mean, Facebook is no longer a company. It's a country. 2 billion users. It can influence what we think, what we believe, how we vote, what we buy, even how we feel. Their business model is we give up all of our personal information, very valuable, in return for us being able to see what our high school friends had for dinner on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with that as long as people understand what they're giving up. And what I think we need to do is pass a bill that says, number one, you own your data. Number two, you can license it to Facebook. But the licensing has to be knowing. It has to be willful. You have to know what they have to tell you what they're doing with it. Right now, their terms and conditions are about 8 pages, single-spaced. Nobody reads it. You could hide a dead body in there. Nobody would ever find it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with BrassTac Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. How the world works, we break it down for you here. I'm just curious. Got a question. question for my listeners out there and people. I got to explain this again. If you're new to the program, we're still adding, constantly looking to add more affiliates, more listeners around the country. We've been doing so for 20 years now. And we started off with two stations way back when. We don't take phone calls here on the program because this radio show is aired at a myriad of different times over the course of the weekend. And then what's going to happen is people aren't going to recognize whether it's live or not, and phone calls are going to be coming in. It's going to frustrate people. So what I do is I kind of gather together your questions over the course of the week and kind of put them into various different groups and try to answer them as best I can, what people are concerned about, what they're thinking about at that point in time. But I got a question I have to ask you. And feel free to email me. Feel free to give me a call. You're often shocked. Yes, at times, believe it or not, yes, I answer my own phone. Not all the time, but yeah, many times I do. I am always bouncing around all over the place. I'm with the kids at tournaments. I'm going here, there, and everywhere. Phone calls, I answer them. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to keep an assistant on duty over the course of a weekend? No. I'll answer the phone, and if you leave a message, guess what? I'll call back. That's right. Believe it or not, I will call you back. People don't believe sometimes I'll call them back. Hi, this is Chris Markowski. You left them out. I'm calling you back. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Anyway. My question, and I'm going to get into some things that one would deem political a little bit later on in the program, but are you as tired of the political nonsense as I am? I'm being honest with you. I've been a Rush Limbaugh fan from before I had my program, and I think he is an incredible talent. Man, I think he's an incredible talent, and I think he does a great job. But I start listening to the show, and it's all Russiagate, politics. I mean, I understand politics, but it's the same topic again and again, day after day after day. And I don't even want to listen to it anymore. I can't even pay attention to it. I lose focus. My mind starts to wander. I want to hear it anymore. To me, there are so many important stories and things that are taking place that I wish guys like Limbaugh, they got a hell of a lot larger audience than I have, a much wider reach than I have. Guys like Limbaugh, guys like Hannity should be covering on the program. Stop focusing on the fight part, and let's talk a little bit more about ideas and issues. I saw this story this past week. I thought this is a great story to talk about taxes. I saw that the governor of the state of New Jersey is a guy by the name of Phil Murphy. Phil Murphy is another Goldman Sachs alumni. Another one. Now, if you recall, there was another Goldman Sachs alumni that used to run the state of New Jersey. His name was John Corzine. He also was a senator as well. That same John Corzine, Goldman Sachs alumni, happened to be responsible for taking down It was one of the largest financial failures during the during and in around the financial crisis. He took down MF Global. He lost his job as governor of the state of New Jersey to Chris Christie. He decides to get back in business, and he make him in charge of MF Global, which was basically a commodity brokerage firm. And he took the thing down. The guy basically put all the firm's assets into one trade, and he was wrong, and blew the thing up. Again, John Corzine have any skin in the game? Did he face any downside? No. No, he's managing money in another hedge fund right now. It's how it goes. I told this story this past week. I don't remember when I told it, but I know I told it this past week. Somebody. Maybe it was on the podcast. Again, I forget. I have a friend that used to manage the estates, not estate planning, but manage the actual estate and affairs of the major executives from Lehman Brothers. Does anybody actually think that those guys were feeling any sort of pain after the financial crisis and Lehman Brothers went down? Hell no! No! Dick Fuld is fine, for crying out loud. He was portrayed on Saturday Night Live by Jason Sudeikis. Pretty funny. Did a skit, and he's wearing a barrel. He's wearing a barrel. Didn't have any money. Right. You know what Dick Fuld is doing now? He's actually in my business. I think I might have mentioned this. He wants to go out, and he wants to buy, well, he basically wants to buy investment advisors and put them under his label. You're going to allow Dick Fuld to be the head guy managing your money? Farewell and adieu. Anyway, these guys have these Goldman Sachs alums and others that find their way into Washington, D.C. and other places. They have what we like to call blank you money. That's right. Blank you money. Blank you money is, it's at a level where it really doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. It's at a whole another level, rarefied air, stuff it's hard for you to even comprehend or get your arms around. Yes, I've got a friend of mine that is an architect. He's working on a home right now. And this home, I couldn't tell. What did he tell me it was? It was like 85, 90 different zones in the house for air conditioning. And it's insane. It's basically going through what's being done. And there's this whole other level out there. They don't get it. They don't get it. Well, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he wants to now lower the threshold for paying the state's top tax rate. The top tax rate, income tax rate in New Jersey is 10.75%. He already won that rate increase on incomes above $5 million. He now wants to hit incomes with that above $1 million. Now, millionaires right now are already getting whacked at 8.97%. On top of the fact that New Jersey has some of the highest property taxes in the United States. Highest property tax in the United States. Now, I want to describe this to people. I know I've done this before here on the program, but I think this is worth it. Understanding taxes rather than percentages, but in time. In time. And I think a good example of this. I have many clients, friends, that happen to go to school for a very, very long time. When I mean very, very long time, I mean they are surgeons. And some of the best. Some of the best. And, yeah, again, you're going to school and going through your residency and all the things that you have to do, surgical rotations, and you're not really starting to start your life until when you are 30 and above. And you've got insane amounts of debt on the books to become that surgeon. And you work your tail off and you become the best at what you do. And let's say you're making over $1 million a year. Well, let's look at this. If you're a cardiologist, say you're the best cardiac surgeon, state of New Jersey, cardiologist, New Jersey. And guess what? You made it. You put the work in. You're there. You realize that as a cardiologist making over $1 million a year, you're going to be performing surgeries from January 1st through June into July. And all the surgeries, all the money that you're going to make from those surgeries, all that hard work that you're going to do, all of that money is going to go to someone else. It's all going to go to someone else. It's a percentage, is it not? When you're paying over 50%, you got to a point where you're paying over 50% of what you make to taxes. What are you doing? Meaning you're working more than half the year for the government. You, my friend, are a serf on the Lord's banner. I always try to explain this to people on the left. I always try to break it down in terms of time. And I always ask the question, how many days, how many weeks, how many months out of the year do I have to work for the government? And how many days, how many weeks, how many months out of the year do I get to keep what I've earned? And you, I present it in this way, and to this day, I have yet to get an answer. I have yet to get an answer, because they don't like the question. They don't like thinking about it that way. They don't like thinking about it in terms of time. They only see the numbers, because when they see it in terms of time and work, that's when they start saying, oh, that's not fair. They can't think like that. They got to tune that out. Anyway, got to take a break. I thought, sure. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Taking my time, choosing
my line. Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen, you want to disagree? Like I said, you want to disagree with me? Have at it. Send me an email. Argue with me on points. I don't know. I really don't. I've been doing this for a long time. Not radio, helping people, managing people's money, and I've been afforded the luxury, the insight into people's lives, and whether you might think it might be anecdotal. I've learned a lot over the years. I have learned a lot about people. Study human nature and the mistakes that people make. I oftentimes give an example here on the program in our today's society, our modern society, and how many people out there that make a decent living. When I talk about decent living, I'm talking money, have serious salaries, serious jobs, but they don't have any wealth. They haven't been building any wealth. They're in many respects, their relationship with money changes when they start making it. And what it becomes a vicious cycle. It becomes a spiral. And they start hanging out with certain types of people, going to certain things, and they have to continue to do it. In many respects, I've had conversations with people, and they said, you know what, I didn't even like what I was doing. But they find it very, very hard to get themselves out of it. This is why I talk with people that make a ton of money and they've got $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 plus in credit card debt and little to no wealth. Kind of put this in terms, let me talk about it in terms of restaurants. Kind of not losing people at all. Not too long ago, I was at a business meeting, was with my wife in the city, and people we were out to dinner with, they wanted to go to this place in Manhattan. It's one of the most expensive Italian restaurants in the city. Not a place I would say I'd want to go to. But they wanted to go there, so we went. And you walk in, and the place is, it's inside an old bank, and I took a look at the menu, and again, I know Italian food pretty well, and I don't know what they were doing. This is all small little portions and whatnot that they were serving. And push came to shove. Well, dinner is done. I'm still hungry at the end. But again, everybody's got a fawn all over the place because, oh, look at how awesome this is. Look at how great this is. Look at the ratings. It's in all the magazines. I don't know how I choose restaurants. The ones that have been around for 10, 15, 20, 30, if not longer years. Why? Because I know they're good. They're not flash in the pan. Those are the ones that I look for. You know, that's the thing when it comes to money, when people start having money, is oftentimes the amount of money that they spend on something equates to it automatically being better. Yeah, quick story, another restaurant story. It's back when I worked in a restaurant. Back when I'm working in a restaurant Upper East Side of Manhattan, one that's been there now for, 3.5 decades? Phenomenal. Again, restaurant tips, when you're going around, ask me. I'll point you in the right direction. This guy that used to come in all the time, he's a real jerk. He's annoying. He's rude. The bar, loud. The maitre d' said, oh, he's coming in again. He's like, Chris, He's going to want to, you know, sell him that bottle of wine there. It was the $8, $9, $10 bottle, I think, our cost. We might have sold it. I don't even think we sold it. I mean, it was like house stuff. Wasn't that great? Like, sell it to him for $70, $80. What do you mean? It's like, fine. You sell it to him for an expensive price, he's going to tell you it's awesome. Sure enough, the Mater D was right. What am I trying? What's my point here? What am I trying to get across? You don't want money to define you. You don't want money to give you fewer options, right? One of the things we do for our clients, and we've talked about this here on the program, you're life prepping is what you're doing. You're life prepping. You want in life, you want options, you want optionality. You want to be able to make a turn, go in a different direction if you have to. And that's what wealth can do. Wealth can also what? Box you in. I have this bill, I owe this, I've got this car bill because I have to have the fancy, this kind of car because I make this amount of money, and I got to have this type of house because I make this amount of money. No. No. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about my life. I was kind of going back in time. I got a lot more reflection as of late, as my kids are getting older. I know, you know what made my kind of prompted it this past week is my eldest son is taking his Regents exams. He had to take his biology Regents exam. It's a New York State test this past week. And I remember taking that exact same exam. Well, I don't know. This nostalgia coming back to me actually made me think about something. You know what? We got to take a break. I'll get back into it when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Pence attend a ceremony to honor the newly confirmed Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility. On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations.
A day after former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies on Capitol Hill about Russia's election interference in 2016, Senator and presidential candidate Democrat Amy Klobuchar is urging Republican leader Mitch McConnell to take up her election security bill.
I've been gut-punched by the White House on this bipartisan bill with James Langford of Oklahoma, who I was texting today. I'm like, we can move on this now, which basically says, let's have backup paper ballots if you're going to get any federal election money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. You don't want to ever lose who you are. And you never, ever want your wealth and your money to define who you are and where you came from. He's talking about stuff and how oftentimes wealth can give people, or money can give you, wealth's a bad word, money can give people fewer options. Fewer options. Talking about thinking back and nostalgia. And I put this in terms also of real estate, housing, simplicity. I have my home here on the North Shore of Long Island. When we moved back, been living with my in-laws now for forever. And difficult to find a house for seven people, and we eventually found one. And this one's a little bit bigger than what I wanted and a little bit more land that I wanted, but I love it. Love it. Big backyard, kids can play in. It's great. Great to have people over, barbecues, all sorts of stuff. It's big enough where, you know, I don't need to go into the city. I don't need to have an office in Manhattan. I don't need to have an office anywhere. I have a ton of space here. Most people don't realize this. I actually had this question the other day. True story. Guy was asking me, couldn't believe it. He said, you have your office and your studio in your home? Well, what do you do if clients want to come and meet you? I have them over to the house. If it's nice out, we'll go in the backyard. I'll cook them a burger. And we'll hang out. We'll do what I would normally do. I don't need to be in some super fancy glass tower building with everyone wearing ties. And I don't have to do that to do what I do. I am who I am. You know, come over and hang out. I'm going to have people. I work out of my house. There's nothing wrong with that. More than enough space. I've got my own area. And again, it's good for me because the most important thing to me is time. I arrange my life. So, yeah, I have a lot of work I have to do over the course of the day. But guess what? I got to make practice at the end of the day. I got to make my kids' games. I'm going to tournaments. I don't have to spend time. I've arranged my life. I don't have to commute, waste time commuting. I got it down. Or I can do all of the things that I want to do. And it's kind of encourage people not, over the years, as they get more, not to lose who they are. Now, I'm kind of faced with the reality. I was actually having a long talk with my wife about it this past week. I love this place. There's no way. There's no way my wife and I and my mother-in-law are going to stay in this house when kids are gone and off to college and away. Well, this house with so many wonderful memories and so many things to do, it would be sad. It would be. I'm happy today, but I was also happy when I was in a two-bedroom apartment in Queens when I just had my son with my wife. That was small. Happy either way. And that's basically what I'm trying to get across to people. And the happiest people are the people that really have what I've seen. Now, you don't have to listen to my advice, but we've seen a lot. Are the ones that get their priorities straight. The ones who never forget, never lose who they are. Anyway, break time. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or an employer? A coach? A negotiator? A manager? A salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than 3 decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true process-driven victories, management by measurement, full-circle documented communications. Let's get passionate about our business, our career, and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America. Our next event, The Days Inn, Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve your seating at TalkMyQ.com or call 616-405-3420.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. In some of my email aggregates this past week, past 7 weeks, people want my opinion on what's taking place with technology and the antitrust fervor that's being whipped up to some degree. I don't necessarily believe that much is going to be done. And I we have talked about this here on the program. When it comes to big government and life as a whole, I am glasses half full. I am an optimist. When it comes to where we are in terms of government and the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, and these people that are there in D.C., I am cynical. When they open up their mouths, I just assume that they are lying. Now, I happen to think that, yes, I happen to think these big technology companies, in particular, technology is a broad brush right there. Now, I don't have any problem with Apple. I don't have any problem with Apple. I don't have much of a problem with many aspects of Amazon, believe it or not. Some things I do. I don't think Amazon should have any business owning the Washington Post. I think many of, you want to call technology companies, even these major media companies, are essentially becoming technology companies with the streaming services. I think they should be forced to divest of their news divisions. I think those operations should run by themselves. Again, they'll say, well, we can't afford to do it. Yeah, you can. You can figure it out. You can figure it out. There's an old saying that, and again, I don't know who said it. It says, if you want to see who rules over you, see who you cannot criticize. And when I see some of the things that are taking place and the censorship that's taking place and various different social media companies out there, it scares the crap out of me. There's a lot that scares the crap out of me. Pinterest there? If you put any sort of Bible verse up there, boy, oh boy, you're in trouble. It's creepy. It is. And I hate defining terms, defining things in terms of left and right, but let's be honest here. The left, they've won the culture wars here right now. They're running the show. Big-time entrepreneur Naval Ravikant was on, actually, Joe Rogan's podcast. And he made the statement. He said, the left has won the culture wars. Now they're just driving around and shooting the survivors. He's right. This stuff is frightening. Tim Cook from Apple was at Stanford's commencement address and actually said that companies need to start taking responsibility for the chaos that they create. He's right. He's right. You got all these people out there. Again, I'll use it lefties, but they're not just lefties out there. Oh, we got to sue oil companies. We got to go after oil companies and all these fossil fuel companies. Right. Go after them. They're the problem. Twitter has done more harm to this country. Big media conglomerates have done a hell of a lot more harm to this country than fossil fuel companies. Give me a break. Yes, they're creating a lot of chaos. And some of the things that are coming down the pike are downright frightening. Frightening stuff. You know, there's certain things that I'll read about and I'll see that's coming or that are being worked on. And again, I'm a big believer in trying to see 50 steps down the road and seeing the consequences of certain technologies. But let me tell you something. There's some things, well, you know, we're going to talk about this when we get back. Stuff that actually put a chill up my spine. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Listen, I saw this when it first started coming out. And I made a comment here on the program. This is a while ago. I don't know, it's a couple years ago. I made a comment here on the program, and I actually caught some flack from it. How could you say something like that? Why? Because I knew. What am I talking about? The people who started developing these things called deep fake videos. I said right here on the program that these people should be shot. Yeah, I went there. I know. Some people say I go over the top sometimes, but I went there. I went there because I saw something. I saw something that has the potential to kill millions of people. I did. Yeah, being a student of history, I understand the power of disinformation, of lies, of propaganda. These deep fake videos kind of started out, and they started using them in porn, for crying out loud. And it was easy to detect. It was easy to see that it was fake. Not anymore. Not anymore. This technology that's being developed right now, you can't tell the difference. And not only that, there is software, the software being developed to detect whether something is faked or not, can't keep up with the technology that is trying to deceive you. Think about how this could be used. Think about it. You could start a war. You could have somebody out there. But Matt, we'll use Donald Trump. Take Donald Trump coming out and doing a deep fake video of him saying horrible things about this one, that one, whatever it may be, or Barack Obama. What does it make any difference? This technology, I don't see what good is going to come out of this technology, yet it's being developed at our colleges and universities. Like I said, sends a chill up my spine at what this could possibly do. So, yeah, some of these things, yeah, I do think the government needs to get involved with. Hey, you want to talk about nukes? Nukes? Deep fake videos, to me, are scarier than nukes. Deep fake videos are much, much more frightening to me than nukes. Anyway, quickly on this next thing, when we talked about lobbyists and whatnot, Google, we're staying on the technology tack right now. Google I found out that they basically fired a lot of their lobbyists right now, and they are, they're hiring. All this government scrutiny is coming on. You know what they got to do? They got to hire the big guns. You know what they got to hire? People who used to work in former administrations. Again, this is a How the World Works story. So, yeah, they're hiring big guns from the Bush administration. They're hiring big guns from the Obama administration because they have all of the connections inside Washington, D.C., so they can protect themselves. And do you have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? Do I have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? No. Yeah. The government is bought and sold. Anyway, I want to change course here quickly, talk about what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Volkswagen plant. The United Auto Workers lost. They lost. Second attempt to organize and unionize Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They build Passat sedans and the Atlas SUV. The union spent a fortune. They spent a fortune trying to win this. But they couldn't. What couldn't they do? They couldn't overcome Volkswagen's pitch that workers are better off without a union, taking money out of their paychecks for dues and making the plant less competitive. Wages and benefits for production workers can add up to $23.50 an hour, which is well above the median in Chattanooga. Why do you think Volkswagen went to Chattanooga in the first place? Why? This is just another great example. Why did Boeing open up the plant? Remember that? Boeing opens up the plant in South Carolina. Do you remember Barack Obama tried to block it? Wanted to tell Boeing where they could put their plan up. No. You got to go do that back in. You got to back in Washington. You got to do that back in Seattle. No. Not to mention the fact that the UAW was hurt by federal corruption charges against prominent UAW officials, including the misuse of union dues for lavish personal spending. Go figure. It's not a very good look when you're trying to convince workers to commit a chunk of their hard-earned wages for union purposes. Yeah. If you paid attention to this, former UAW Vice President Norwood Jewell, who represented the union with Fiat Chrysler, he pleaded guilty in April to accepting tens of thousands of dollars in meals and golf trips from Fiat Chrysler. Again, the UAW is blaming this defeat on national labor laws it claims are broken because workers have to endure threats and intimidation. Right. Sure. Sorry, guys. It's not 1910. Union organizers, it's protected by law. And they had years to make their case to the workers at the Chattanooga workforce. And guess what? They told you to take a hike. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things right there at the site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, House Minority Leader from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, hopes it's all over.
I hope yesterday was a historic day. I hope the failure of what they saw, what they thought they would actually try, is the final chapter of this book that they have put us through, the American public, on this Mueller investigation.
Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate are split over supporting a budget deal that will raise the debt. The deal is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but on the Senate side, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, sounds like a no.
No, not likely.
Because
you don't have to be Euclid to understand the math here. We are Thelma and Louise headed toward the cliff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now, the president did have a call with GOP leaders Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department says around 206,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That was down about 10,000 from the 216,000 the previous week. Most economists were expecting the latest number to come in a little higher than it did, at about 219,000. The biggest jump in claims in Texas, California, and Georgia. Biggest declines in Michigan, New Jersey, and Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon is rolling out the red carpet for new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
During the full honors ceremony outside the Pentagon today, President Trump praised the devotion, strength, and courage of the U.S. Armed Forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Costa Rican authorities are investigating another